Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5. One word. All right. See ya. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by my friends at Metadata. Yes, they're my friends. I'm working with them right now. Hey, Metadata, what's up? Metadata helps demand gen marketers automate paid campaigns and drive more revenue. If you work in demand gen, you know how running paid campaigns can create so many technical, mundane, and repetitive tasks. You got 17 tabs open in your browser, more like 170. You're jumping from LinkedIn to Google to Facebook. Plus, there's all the audience creation, creative, and testing variations. It can be an entire job just to keep track of this stuff and make sure it all is running properly. And with humans doing it, there's bound to be a lot of wasted time and potential for mistakes and missed opportunities. Through AI and automation, Metadata frees you from having to manually do these tasks so you can spend your time on the work that matters most: strategy, creativity, and the experimentation. Demand gen teams use Metadata to execute hundreds of campaigns without ever logging into ad managers, automatically monitoring their campaigns and optimizing for pipeline and revenue, and drastically scaling their performance before needing to hire more people or hire an agency. In the last 2 years, Metadata has automated 92,000 campaigns and influenced over $2 billion in pipeline for customers like Zoom, Ramp, Pendo, and ThoughtSpot. ThoughtSpot generated $5 million in pipeline in their first few months at a 1-to-6 spend-to-pipeline ratio. There's a stat right there. Write that one down. That's a stat that will get you promoted. If you're a demand gen marketer and you're running paid campaigns today, you really should consider using Metadata. You can learn more about how the Metadata team can help you do humanly impossible marketing at metadata.io. That's metadata.io. And make sure you tell them that you heard about them right here on the Exit 5 podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Exit 5. Exit 5.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Exit 5 podcast. I am Dave. I do the podcasting here at Exit 5. And today, I just had a quick one of these little short episodes that people seem to like in addition to the guest interviews. And the short episode today is on company strategy. I think that one of the most important ingredients, so if you're a marketing leader, future marketing leader, think about your job in marketing. I think so much of, it's so hard to give marketing advice on LinkedIn, in the Facebook community, and obviously we do, and it just, you know, sometimes it's for show or whatever, and people just post things. But at the end of the day, it's so hard to give really tactical marketing advice because so much of the advice, at least in my opinion, would be based on what I actually knew about your company. And so there's many things there. It's like, how is the company financed? Is it bootstrapped or venture capital? Like that's just one scenario where that path, that would impact like probably the go-to-market strategy that you're going to take. Or what industry are you in? Are you first in a new market? Are you entering a crowded market? Are there certain regulations or rules? Are you limited by who you can hire and what you can do? What are the other companies in your space doing? All that stuff. And so I think I wanted to do this episode because I think one area that I think marketing teams or marketing leaders can push more on is it's impossible, I think, to create a marketing strategy for a company that has no strategy or an unclear strategy. So think about that for a second. It's hard to do marketing for a company that has no clear company strategy. I think that ultimately marketing is a function that's necessary inside of a business, but marketing doesn't just exist on its own. You bring in marketing to help grow a company, to help grow the sales of a company. And so in order to develop the marketing strategy, you have to know what the company strategy is. And so I see a lot of people talk about freemium or product-led growth or ABM or this way or that way. And I think those decisions, those can't just be marketing decisions. They have to be company strategic decisions. This is how we're going to go to market. And so if those decisions are made in a vacuum, I think that's where people start to get not on the same page about stuff. But a couple of companies that I've been a part of, the whole company needs to know the marketing strategy, because you can't develop the sales strategy if you don't know the marketing strategy, and vice versa. And so it's so important to really understand what is the company strategy, and what is, as a result of the company strategy, what is the go-to-market model going to be? For example, Drift decides to go after mid-market to enterprise B2B SaaS companies to sell them this thing called conversational marketing. Well, that statement on its own can give you some guardrails for the type of strategy. So could we just have some free product, high volume product, and try to get people in? Probably not. We probably had to do some outbound ABM enterprise type things versus a business model like Dropbox, right? We're going to sell to consumers. We're going to give this thing away for free or really low cost. That's going to be a completely different strategy. And so I'm recording this short episode today to push you, to push the rest of the company, the CEO, the founder, to really be able to articulate what is your company strategy. And I think the best and simplest definition for company strategy that I've seen, I guess this is like a hybrid from, there's a great book called Playing to Win, which you should read. You can look it up. It's got a green cover with yellow text, Playing to Win. And it's a really great primer in company strategy at a very kind of MBA-ish level, but it's a very helpful stuff and a helpful framework to go through. The book is called Playing to Win. But they kind of roughly define company strategy as these two things. Number one, where you'll play. And number two, how you'll win. So where you're going to play is which customers you're going to go after, which part of the market, who is the target customer, ICP, right? And then how you'll win is how are you going to win in that market? What context do you have about other companies and what's going on in that market? What's your approach going to be? Is your approach going to be to undercut everybody and go free? Is your approach going to be to go leverage founder relationships and go direct enterprise? Are you going to create some type of new innovative feature or product or whatever? I think how you'll win is the company internal bets for how you're going to build a successful company that can win in this space. So this week, the assignment is go and push your CEO, push the founders. If there's not, has not been a clear discussion about company strategy, why wait 6 months to do it versus, hey, let's schedule an offsite in the next month or a Zoom or whatever, and let's start talking through this. So company strategy is where you'll play, how you'll win. Impossible to develop the marketing strategy without knowing that. And I think the mark of a healthy leadership team and healthy management team at a company is one where the marketing leader, the product leader, the sales leader, the customer success leader, the founders, whoever, this is what they're working on at an offsite to drive alignment and then go back to the company and say, hey, here's what our strategy is. Because man, I'm sure if you're listening, you've been out there, you've seen a company, but it is so clear when a company does not have a strategy and when people are not aligned on that. And so I think it has to be done at that level. And so maybe you're not super close to the executive team. Could you just even ask the question like, hey, how do we articulate our strategy? And is there a document? Is it one slide? Is it a wiki page? But like, how do we articulate what our company strategy is right now? Because that makes everything, I think there are multiple approaches that you can take to be successful with marketing today. There are multiple marketing strategies that companies can use to win, but you have to pick the right one in the right context. And so it has to match the company strategy. So I hope you can take this back with you. Push on company strategy. Leave me a quick review if this was helpful, and keep listening to this show. It means a lot when you share it with others, other B2B marketing people. Tell them to check out the Exit 5 podcast, and I'll be back with another episode. See ya. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Exit 5 podcast. If you're in B2B marketing and you want to grow your career, you should also go and check out everything that we have over at exit5.com. We've got articles, we've got videos, we've got templates. Plus, we have a community of over 4,000 B2B marketing pros. Whether you're deep in your career and want to connect with your peers, or just starting up and you want a place to go where you can see what people are talking about, get smarter about B2B marketing in your own time to grow your career and help grow your company, go and check it out. It's exit5.com. You can get on the email list there. You can join the community. There's 4,000 marketers in the community. We have a job board. We're always adding new stuff. It's really becoming the number one place you can go if you want to grow your career and learn more about B2B marketing outside of what you're doing inside of your company every day. So check it out, exit5.com. And I also want to make sure I give a shout out to my friends at Hatch. That's hatch.fm. They produce this podcast. It sounds amazing because of the work that they do. And they work with B2B companies just like yours. They offer unlimited podcast editing and strategy for businesses. You can get unlimited podcast editing and on-demand strategy for a low monthly cost. All you got to do is just upload your episode and they take care of the rest. Go and check them out. It's hatch.fm. Hey, so I created Exit 5 to help you build a successful career in B2B marketing. First, it started off as my private podcast on Patreon, and many of you who listen to this today probably are OGs and remember that. I was talking about my lessons and learnings going from PR intern to CMO. Then it morphed into a Facebook group and quickly became one of the top resources for marketers in B2B SaaS. Today, this is a full-blown company. We have 3 full-time employees and ambitions to grow the team and keep building and hire more people this year. And we're investing in everything that's working, which right now is everything. It's amazing. We're making a big update to our community. We're doubling down on this podcast to serve the 5,000 people that listen every week. We're investing in our newsletter and written content to help the 16,000 people that get our emails. We're even hosting our first in-person event in September. We're building Exit 5 to help you grow your career in B2B marketing, because really there's no school for B2B marketing. You can't get a degree in how to build pipeline, and there isn't a playbook for how to get promoted in your career. And that's why I'm telling you right now to go and join the Exit 5 community. Go to exit5.com. You can click join right there. There's a free 7-day trial. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you are one of those 5,000 people that listen to this podcast every single week and you have not joined our community yet, go and do that. At least go and check out the 7-day free trial. You'll sign up, you'll put your credit card in, but we don't bill you until 7 days. It's a 7-day free trial. And this is really Dave. We really do all of this. I want to build a company that is customer friendly. And that means that if you sign up and 2 weeks into this thing, you realize it's not for you, you can email us and cancel. But I want you to go check it out. It's a 7-day free trial. Go to exit5.com. You can get in our community and you'll see why it's so much more than just a discussion forum. Exit 5 is a B2B marketing resource that's there for you when you need it the most. When your boss comes to you and says, hey, we need you to come up with an ABM strategy for this year and you've never done that before, you go to Exit 5 and you ask that question, or you go and search the hundreds of posts before you. When you want to look for a new job, but you're not ready to post about it on LinkedIn yet, you can quietly browse for open roles and see who's hiring inside of Exit 5. Or maybe you need to build a peer group of other people in your job function, but LinkedIn is too broad to dig through. You can find out who else works in product marketing in your niche, or who else is a director in the $1 million to $10 million company range. You can do that inside of Exit 5. Maybe you want freelance. Maybe you need to make a video in a pinch and you need recommendations for a freelance videographer that can work on your next product launch video, and they're located in the US and within your range of budget. That is why we built Exit 5, and that's what you can go in there and do. So go and check it out, exit5.com, start a free trial, and we'll see you inside of the community. Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5, one word. All right, see ya.